Radio. Can you say to David Tennant this morning, Christian, that I've got my Doctor Who bedding on my bed?
Oh, nice.
And apparently Budgie sends his regards. Talk later. That's from Mandy.
Budgie? Is that E Budgie or somebody called Budgie?
Don't know. Just reading out the text there. Hey, you haven't done your catchphrase that you think should be the new Breakfast Show catchphrase of Zing Zang Zulu for a while.
Zing Zang Zulu.
There we go.
Zing Zang Zulu, Great Britain and the world.
It's currently trending, Zing Zang Zulu, on Twitter.
Of course it is.
It's got two slots because I think there's some of the people listening over the world have heard bits of it and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Not only is Zing Zang Zulu trending, but so is simply just Zulu as well.
Right.
There's a breakaway movement, I think.
Well, it could be. Or that
we need to bring them back in. It's Zing Zang Zulu is the whole thing.
That could be a totally different subject.
Yeah. Okay, so this is an interesting story. Maggie was telling me about this, that David Beckham sat Brooklyn down, who's 11 now, and to give him the chat about the birds and the bees. But David started giggling.
Right.
That's not what you want from your dad.
No.
And then brought Victoria in to finish off the chat. So I want to know, who gave you the chat? Was it your mum or your dad?
It's not the first time David brought Victoria in to finish off.
Hang on, do that again. Do that punchline again.
Not the first time that David's brought Victoria in to finish off.
Oh, no, I've got the wrong sound. I've got the wrong sound effect. Shot again, go on.
You can't do it three times.
Oh, we can.
It's not the first time that David's brought Victoria in to finish off. Thank you.
He's here every day, Trotherfield.
Zing, zing, zing.
So, I want to know who gave you the chat, right? Your mum or your dad? Who told you about the birds and the bees?
I never really had the chat, to be honest. I always got a very straight answer to any questions I asked, but I never had a sit-down chat.
What, they didn't do...
No.
...the kind of chat about the birds and the bees? Your old man didn't come in awkwardly and go, you know about it, do you? Right, fine.
No, I just picked it up as I went along. I may have still got some fairly fundamental elements wrong.
Who knows?
Who knows?
My dad just arrived in my bedroom Sunday morning, and I was still in bed, and he just walked in and opened up the curtains and stood, I'm not joking, right, stood staring out the window.
Right.
And already I'm thinking, what is he doing? And he went, beautiful day out there, son, don't waste it. And I was like, okay. And then he went, you know, do you? I went, what? He goes, you know about the, you know, you've... picked up at school, have you? They've been talking about it there, the birds and the bees. And I was like, yeah. Getting awkward.
Please stop talking now.
Very awkward. And I went, yeah, no, absolutely fine. He went, brilliant. Any, if you've got any questions, just ask your mum. And I walked straight out. That was it. That was the birds and bees chat. Who told you, Richie?
Mr. White, my biology teacher.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, aye. What? Stay behind, Richie.
What's all the... Oh, yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah, no.
Mr. Tiddles goes here.
Perfectly...
Touch this dolly and then touch me.
Perfectly innocent from Mr. White, the biology teacher. Not dealt with at home.
In the biology... It's whenever they said human biology is the subject today, everyone, all the lads, like, human biology, yeah.
Good attendance that day, I think there was, yeah. Mm. Year 7.
So how old had you been then? What does that always get confused with? The
first year senior school.
Yeah, so 11?
11, yeah.
Yeah, that's what I think I was as well. What there should be these days, with modern technology, of course, by the time, you know, it's difficult with, well, because I've got two little girls, my wife says, you're lucky, because it's a different kind of chat. I'm guessing with you, Mags, your mum. Mama Doyle must have given
Mama
you the
Doyle.
Chat.
Yeah, I was
the
10.
The nuns would not have given you the chat, would they?
No, the nuns
10?
Didn't. I did actually have... We did actually...
Hang on a minute. Yeah, David's right. Were you 10 when you had the chat?
Yeah, 10.
I guess the way you are, though,
kind
obviously
of
you
chat.
Matured early and you were the kind of girl...
Yeah, she was a risk. She was a danger.
Excuse me? Hmm? Just because I'm in a separate room...
Doesn't mean you can't come in.
Doesn't mean I can't come in.
No, true, let's get this.
I can still give stinky eye.
I think that's why your mum had to have the chat.
Oh, come on now. That was unnecessary.
No, I did so not.
I did actually have a nun. I did actually have a nun give us sex education in school. It was a nun that we had because it was a convent school.
What would she have said? Don't even.
Apparently, it's all filthy. Don't go near them.
That was
her. The Elzebub is down
it's
there
all
in
filthy.
His pants.
You don't need it. I've been fine.
That's exactly what it was.
Lesson this morning. Who gave you the chat? Your mum or your dad?